Hi, this is Richard Campbell from Dev Intersection. We're talking about the Spring Conference, April 18th to the 21st in Orlando. And this is the Countdown Show. And with me, Doug Seven.
Good to see you, man. How are you?
Good to see you too, buddy. IoT is your thing. You know, you've been focused on it for a while now.
It's fun, right?
I mean, it is really fun.
What developer in the world doesn't like blinky objects, things that move, robots?
Well, and just so much computing power in such a small form factor.
It's really, I mean, like, if you think about, like, when we were growing up, right? You couldn't put a computer in that.
No, it's insane. So we did this workshop, the evening workshop, in Scottsdale in 2015.
Last year,
lined up out the door.
It was
crazy.
Insane.
Absolutely
nuts.
Insane. We had to issue tickets and so forth. We had to manage how many people. We didn't want the fire marshal coming down on us.
Yeah, yeah.
What's all that enthusiasm? Because you see this every day.
Everywhere we go, it's like this. Uh-huh. It's crazy. Every one of these we've done has been overwhelming response. We've done these around the world in the last less than a year, probably. We've face-to-face with at least 2,000 developers doing IoT workshops. And it's been outstanding. I think the excitement is, if you think back to, you know, in the last 15, 20 years, there's been a few things that have really been super exciting.
Right.
Right. From a Microsoft developer perspective, the introduction of the .NET framework.
Yeah.
It's huge. Blew up, lots of excitement, all kinds of stuff. The innovation around mobile computing and the move to mobile devices as really a primary computing platform.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. Blew up. IoT is kind of in the same vein.
It seems like it feels the same way.
It really does. It feels the same way. I liken it back to the sort of heyday of .NET when .NET 1 was just coming out. And things like the concepts of .NET had been around for a long time in other places, but Microsoft made it really accessible.
Mm-hmm.
The concepts of IoT have been around forever.
Yeah, this is not the first time.
But the introduction of, you know, a Windows operating system that runs on a tiny little computer is really making it very accessible.
This is the Raspberry Pi 2?
The Raspberry Pi 2, exactly.
Okay.
And the introduction of distributors and hardware manufacturers that make really expensive, or really inexpensive, I should say, hardware for us to do these. I mean, Raspberry Pi is less than $40.
Yeah. Well, right? And I think this is one of the things that was wild about that workshop, with those little kits that everybody got.
Yeah.
So just enough gear to really get started.
It's really like Christmas. Fun. You show up at a workshop, we hand you a box.
Yeah, you open
the box and it's full of wires and LEDs and computers and all kinds of fun stuff. So who's not going to have a good time?
USB and Wi-Fi. I mean, stuff that as a developer, I've already had some experience with.
Exactly. Well, and you know, when you think about the coming show, right? The show we're going to do in April, we're doing a workshop, a full day around the Raspberry Pi and Windows 10 IoT and Azure IoT. So you think about, from a skill set perspective, you're right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah,
you're dealing with Windows,
you know.
You're dealing with Azure, but you're playing in this new arena, right? You're playing with sensors and devices, and you're interacting with the physical world in a way that you weren't doing before.
And you're still doing development in studio.
Yep,
it's just
still
the
using
code's
Visual
getting
Studio.
Deployed into this smaller device.
Yep.
And now you have to deal with very analog things.
Well, you get to do something that you may not have done before, which is deal with what is called GPIO, General Purpose Input Output, right? So here, now as a developer who maybe you've been building websites or mobile apps or other things, all of a sudden now you have to think about, how does my software interface with the physical world?
Right.
And it's going to do that over a wire.
So Raspberry Pi 2, I think folks generally know about. Mm-hmm. This is a little breadboard.
Correct.
So what have you got punched down here?
It is surprisingly a lot of wires for very little activity.
Right.
So what we have here, and in both of these, and we'll talk about how this ties in, but this is sort of a classic, easy workshop experiment that we can do. This is something we'd probably do in the first couple hours of the workshop as we build up the skill level, right? So we've got a Raspberry Pi, and we've hooked a handful of wires up to this breadboard. Now on the breadboard are primarily three things, but there's actually five. So the primary three things are, there's a little integrated circuit here, which is actually an analog to digital converter.
Okay.
So the Raspberry Pi doesn't have a way to understand analog. It really only speaks digital. So we introduce an analog to digital converter, which takes voltage in an analog range and converts it to a digital.
To a numbered range.
Basically, a bitmap.
And are we looking at a USB connection here? Is that what that
is? This is strictly voltage. So what we're dealing with here is just current running over these wires into the Raspberry Pi, and the Raspberry Pi is saying that current is either high, a 1, right, or low, a 0.
That's it.
And the analog to digital converter just basically creates that bitmap of ones and zeros to then convert into an analog value.
Okay.
So the analog to digital.
An AD.
Yep. That's the ADC is connected to the photocell or photoresistor, so right, a light dependent resistor. So the light comes in, it creates resistance, darkness is there, it gets rid of resistance.
And here we are in a studio, so lots of light.
Lots of light, but if I cover it up, there's not very much light.
Right.
In addition, there's a little LED on here, so we can do some indicators. So what we always talk about is we create a very expensive internet-enabled nightlight. So as we cover it up, the LED comes on. Yeah, something you could really do, but it teaches some basic concepts. And mm-hmm, the key to the workshops we do are the concepts. So it teaches how to build a universal app that runs on Windows,
right,
that uses GPIO, that can write digital signal out to turn that into current that turns a light on,
right,
how to read analog data in over the ADC so you can understand values in the world, whether that's light or temperature or whatever it might
be. Yeah, so I think once you get to that template, now you start playing with different kinds of sensors.
Yeah, now I can put anything on there, right?
I've
got the concepts. And the core part of the workshop is really about the concepts. Once mm-hmm, we teach you the concepts and we hand you this box of goodies, now you can do all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And you can start thinking creatively about what you want to do. The key to all that is once you have that working, that in your Windows app that you write that runs on this board, it is a Windows app that
right,
runs on this board, you can now talk to Azure.
Okay.
So now you get the Azure SDK, and we go off and we create an Azure IoT hub, which is the cloud backend for the IoT world.
Mm-hmm.
Does all the device management, messaging, all that stuff.
Security piece, like
everything, yeah,
signed in.
Exactly.
Software.
I can revoke a device from the cloud.
Right.
So if there's a rogue device or something.
It's gone missing.
Somebody hacks into it, we can revoke it.
Yep.
But now I can send that data up to Azure, and then I can create a data pipeline.
Nice.
So now I'm going from IoT hub, and I can do something like what we often refer to as hot path analytics.
Hmm.
So take data into stream analytics, process it in real time as it's coming in.
So as it's coming in from the devices, being fired up to the cloud, you're looking at that stream.
Looking at it, and in SQL query type of code,
right,
I can say, find me the data that matches this in real time as mm-hmm, it's coming through. And then I can output that data to some source or some repository,
right,
a table store or something.
Text file, could be anything.
Could be anything, really. And I can do that. I can have multiple queries that do different things,
mm-hmm,
right? So for instance, I can say, okay, well, if temperature reaches a certain threshold, send the data to notification services and send a notification out.
Simple.
Simple one. One of the easiest things we do in the workshops that really kind of highlights not only what you can do, but also gives you the visualization of IoT, because right now it's just, you know, it's wires and
yeah,
things and maybe a light comes on. The visualization is really important. And so what we do is we create the stream analytics job that then outputs to Power BI. And in Power BI, you get to create a dashboard that shows you all the things that are going on, and you can get really creative about how you visualize what your IoT devices are doing. So for example, on your computer, I pulled up a dashboard.
I know you did, so let me see if
Let's
I can get to that dashboard there. There it is.
So here's a great example of an IoT Power BI dashboard,
okay,
where what we've got is a bunch of different devices. In this case, they're pulling in temperature data,
mm-hmm,
humidity data. I think we even have some altitude data coming
in. Barometric pressures.
Yeah. Yeah, and so all they're showing is, you know, different types of visualizations that you can do with Power BI. So we've created some gauges
mm-hmm,
that show us some different values coming in. We've created a bar graph that shows, in this case, each of the different sensors and where they're at.
Right.
Line graphs so we can watch the progression over time. And we can build these great visualizations. And that's really, you know, end-to-end the story of
IoT. Well, that's when it sort of pops out, right? That at certain times, you know, the only way you're going to see that at certain times of the day something weird happens is looking over time.
And who doesn't want a dashboard?
Well, everybody wants a
exactly,
dashboard. It's very cool.
Exactly. And if you think about the end-to-end story of IoT,
mm-hmm,
it's let's build a client device.
Yep.
Let's build the software that runs on it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's connect it to the cloud. Let's process it. And let's get some insight out of it.
Right. Now you have something you can take an action on.
Right. And so in one day in a workshop at the conference, this is what we're going to do.
You're going to have a crazy
day. It's going to be
day.
So fun.
Yeah,
it's going to be so fun.
That's really neat. Doug, thank you so much for talking to me about this. I hope folks will come out and see it. So that's Dev Intersection at the Swan in Orlando, April 18th to 21st. The IoT workshop will be there. Register today.